It's Will Fork joins us. What's up, big fella?
Nothing much. What's going on, guys?
Did you get any sleep?
Yeah, I got some sleep. Got a little rest.
There you go. So you're ready to go because they play another game. They don't give you a rest. I feeling good about the defense. Are you guys feeling? I mean, you've had some injuries. You've had guys out. You've had young players in there, guys that have not had an awful lot of time with you guys. Are you feeling better about it, Vince?
You know, each week we're getting better, and that's the thing. That's one of our goals. Is each week, you know, win or lose, you have to get better. And I think guys have done that. I think guys took it upon themselves to be the best they can be, you know, in the situations that we call for. So that's what they've been doing. You know, they're coming to work, been practicing hard, been working hard, putting everything they can into it, and then trying to go out on Sundays to, you know, execute it. And so far, so good. So to be a good football team, you have to continue to do those things. You continue to do those things, good things will happen. So that's one thing that we're going to have to do going forward is just to keep just hampering on. You know, hey, guys, doing what you have to do for the team, taking care of your body, just knowing exactly what you have to do because you never know when your number is called, you have to show up. So lately, there have been a lot of guys have to step up, you know, with injuries and for whatever reasons. Guys have to step up, and they've been doing it. So we have to continue to do that, and it starts in practice. So a good week of practice always makes it easier for us in games because of we already play the game in practice, you know, with the communication and the calls and the plays and work out all the kinks in practice. So when you can put together some good practices, it makes you feel good going into a game.
You didn't have a lot of time with Romeo Crennel here, but he was the first defensive coordinator you had in the pros. Did you have a chance to talk to him last night? And just give us a sense of what you were able to learn from him, you know, coming into the league as a young player.
I didn't get a chance to say anything to him. But, you know, coming in when I was a rookie coming in under Romeo, and one thing that stood out to me the most is just how organized he was. He harped on technique, you're playing the game the way it needed to be played. So you looked at the Kansas City, there was a big, you know, big guys, 34 defense that played good technique. Even when they went to their four-man, it was all about being technicians. And that's what he harped on. That's one thing I remember coming in, and he was the main one that told me, hey, playing this defense, you have to learn how to play technique first and foremost. You have to be able to learn how to two-gap. And he basically taught me, you know, between Bill and Romeo and Pep, all three of them taught me how to two-gap. So a lot of credit goes to those guys, but he's a hell of a coach. He's a hell of a defensive-minded guy, and he worked wonders with what he had. So that's what I learned from Romeo.
What was the hardest thing about learning a two-gap, coming from the system that you were in where you hadn't done it, and now they're asking you to do it? What was the hardest thing?
Patience. You know, two-gapping is everything is patience. It's everything opposite of what I've known. It's staying in one gap. You know, two-gap is, you know, you have to take up two gaps. You have to take up blockers at times. I mean, it's tough. You don't get the, you know, the tackles. You don't get the sacks. You don't get all that stuff. But you get a good team defense. When you two-gap the right way, you will see the team and the defense benefit from it. And that's one thing I had to learn. My main thing was being patient, so just slow my game down and actually just wait on your block and read your keys. And that's one thing that they taught me. And then, you know what, they actually taught me very well.
Well, Vince, speaking of patience, it didn't look like Kansas City had any offensively early in the game. They came out running a lot of plays in a very quick fashion. Did that catch you guys, or were you prepared for some of that?
You know what, we didn't know what plays they were going to run, but we knew it was going to be something. And we knew they was going to throw the kitchen sink at us. And from a defensive lineman, it's like you're playing on eggshells because you don't know what to expect. You have an offense that's have a backup quarterback in. You want to make the game simple for him. He's a lefty. You know, they have a couple backs. They have receivers. So it was a bunch of things that we knew that they can do, and we just had to play what we see. So it was times where, you know, is it a pass? You know, three-step cuts. Is it a pass block? Is it a running block? So it's like it was an awareness game for us. And I think once we got settled in, we was actually okay. Playing good situational football, that's what got us through it. But I think everyone, once we got settled into the game, I think everyone knew, you know, okay, this is how they're trying to attack us. We can move forward in what we're trying to do, and that's what happened.
We were talking a couple of weeks ago with you about communication, especially with so many different players and with guys out injured, whatever. How much time does Julian Edelman spend with the defense during the course of the week, and how does he able is he able to pick it up pretty quickly here?
You know what? It's funny because you have Julian going from offense to special teams to defense, then defense back to special teams. So he's probably the only guy that's walking from one end to the other end, from one walkthrough to another walkthrough, and it's all different stuff. So, but he came in and he actually, you know, put in the work. You know, he learned the stuff, you know, what we ask him to do. We don't want to overload his plate much, but you know what? He understands the game, and he's a football player that, you know what? I think he can excel in anything you put him in because he's going to put forth effort in trying to learn and trying to be the best he can be. So, and I think Bill saw it, see it also. So Bill's not going to have anyone out there that, you know, he say, hey, I want you to play this position if you don't have any confidence in you. And it's a lot of confidence we have. He made some plays for us, made some tackles for us, and especially you saw in the kicking game, he made a big play for us in the kicking game. So he's coming along well, and you never know with Bill. You know, you never know. That's why it's always important to learn more than one position because you never know what Bill might put you, where he might put you at any given time.
I want to follow up on that because when you first got here, and not only was Romeo your defensive coordinator, I think Keith Traylor was here taking over for Ted Washington. So you look at Keith Traylor, you know, big guy, nose tackle. Ted Washington before him, big guy, nose tackle. And they'd be out there for, you know, 25, 30 plays a game, very rarely out there on third down. And when you first started playing nose tackle, I think people probably typecast you as that type of guy. The last couple of years, your snaps have gone way up. Did Bill have a conversation with you about that? Did you go to him and volunteer to play more? How did that kind of evolve into this standard where we expect to see you out there most of the time?
You know, I think it's all of above. I mean, I think it's times where, you know, I'll say something to Pep, you know, about being in a certain package, or, you know, Bill may come to me or Pep may come to me and say, hey, you might need to get a couple, you know, extra win sprints this week because we're looking to play this and we want you out there. So it's all of the above with injuries, you know, everything. You know, and my main thing is always being in condition because, you know, I don't want to be that guy where, you know, it's crunch time and, you know, here I am getting an IV or here I am out of shape where my team can't, you know, count on me. I always want to be that guy where, you know, I can always be out there to help my team, if it's on the sideline or if it's in the game. And I just love to compete. That's another thing. I love to compete. And I think when you love to compete, you don't want to be off the field. I don't care what. I don't care if it's you're losing 100-1 or 100-7. If you're competitive, you want to be in the game. And that's where I am. I just want to be in the game. I like to play. But, you know, if Bill comes to me tomorrow and say, hey, Vince, I'm going to take a load off your plate. I'm just going to give you a couple, you know, a couple more snaps, just a little snaps and, you know, cut it in half, I'm fine with that. But he already know I'm so competitive. Whatever it takes to win, I'm going to do, regardless of how you slice it.
Vince, with all the new faces there on defense and young faces and guys that might have been on the street a couple weeks ago, did you sense any nervousness in the huddle or in the pregame out of those guys?
No, I haven't. And you know what? And that's one thing, you know, this whole year, when guys never have been called, where guys we bring up from practice squad or someone go down and someone's thrown into the game, I don't see that nervous factor. I don't see a guy in there looking like a deer in the headlights. I see everybody that's alert, knowing, and I think we make it comfortable for guys in the huddle because we always talk, you know, before plays, before we go into a series, we always talk about, hey, let's be alert for this. Hey, alert this, alert that. And I think that gives guys a confidence boost, too, because they might be thinking the same thing but don't want to say anything. So when you have 11 guys on the field just alerting one another before they break the huddle, everybody's kind of on the same page, you know. And I think that's been happening. So we have to be able to do that. I mean, that's things we're going to do, and we just don't want to put it on one guy. If a guy just coming in for someone that's injured or is his first time playing or for whatever reason, we don't want to have that guy going blindfolded. We're going to go in, we're going to get it together as a defense and say, hey, let's alert for this. We haven't seen this. Where they hit us with this, let's be alert for this. Let's be alert for a no huddle, whatever the situation may be, just so guys can have a, you know, just clarify to the guys, okay, how they've been attacking us, and then they can go in and, you know, and play the game. And I think it's been helping us.
I got to tell you this, Vince. If somebody doesn't invite Ross Ventrone over for Thanksgiving, this team is not the family it claims to be. That brother has been through the ringer. He's been cut 28 times in his career. Come on, who's going to take care of Ross Ventrone at Thanksgiving? Is he going to be Wilforks? Are the Wilforks going to take care of him?
I tell you what, the Wilforks will take care of everybody. I don't care. We'll take care of everybody. My teammates know my door is always open. I don't care when it is. It's always open for my teammates.
Man, that guy's been cut. How about that? Though?
They keep on bringing him back.
Keep bringing him back. It's something.
Keep on bringing him back.
That really is the. In all seriousness, you know, and Diossi knows this because he played the game for many years. But you know that business aspect of the game that players always talk about. I think as fans we kind of gloss it over, but really. That kind of alerts you to the business aspect of the game when you are a part of that many transactions.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, he's a tough guy. That's why we keep bringing him back because he's just a guy that's funny and knows what he's doing. So I'm happy to have him as a teammate. That's one thing. That's one guy I like to have as a teammate. And as long as you stay around, we're going to always be happy.
He's got to be a tough guy to put up with the mental anguish of being cut that many times and brought back.
Yeah, I know exactly.
I got cut once, and I about went into a fetal position and curled up in a closet. Yeesh.
All right, Vince, you said you never know what to expect from Bill. Did you see Sunday B.J. Raji? Did you see what they did with him?
Yes, I did.
Half a yard out, big fella. They give him the ball, and he goes into the end zone. Any possibility of you doing that before the year's out?
No, probably not, but... Congratulations to him and the Green Bay Packers. I mean, that's a lineman's dream, to run the ball and to get in the end zone. That's a lineman's dream. And you know what? I'm pretty sure he's sitting over there. He's happy and he's smiling. I'm pretty sure Green Bay's happy with it. So, from one big man to the other big man, that was very exciting to see.
Okay, you know the chain of events then.
Yeah.
You tell Pepper. Right. You whisper something to Pepper. Right. Pepper tells Bill, and then – when you're 2 yards out or 1 yard out, hey, maybe number 75 is in there as the up back, and you get the ball in your belly.
No, I'm not. I'm just going to keep it the way it is. I'm okay.
Let me
come one of these days, hopefully.
Let me ask you it a different way then. You're 1 yard out. Okay, they give you the ball. Are you in the end zone?
Of course.
All right, let me ask you another question. Are you up and over the pile, or are you through the pile?
No, I'm through the pile, baby.
All right, I just wanted to know. That's all.
Help Vince Wilfork and EMD Millipore tackle diabetes this season. Meet Vince at a VIP reception, and if you join by next Monday at 12 noon, you can win two tickets to WEEI's Patriot Monday event at the Putnam Club in Gillette Stadium. On December the 5th. For details, please go to jocelyn.org/Wilfork, EMD Millipore. It's a division of Merck KGAA of Germany. Hi, big fella. Have a great Thanksgiving to you and your entire family, and we'll catch you back here next week.
Send to you guys. You have a good one.
All right, man.
Okay, thanks.
Vince Wilfork right here on the Big Show. Quick break. We're right back to the phone calls.